Well, listeners, you're stuck now. Our show is already underway with the music of Charles Hathaway and the orchestra. But first, a word from the management. Listeners, here are the Smiths of Hollywood, and here's Bill Smith.
Hello, everybody. You know, a man should never try to tell his family a joke. I tried to, and it's surprising what happens. You'll see what I mean in a minute. Nancy, I heard a very funny story at the office today. I've been snickering at it ever since I heard it. It seems...
Bob, finish your cauliflower. It'll make your cheeks rosy.
Yeah, well, as I was saying about this
There's
joke...
There's a lot of propaganda going on about cauliflower. Jimmy's father told him cauliflower would put hair on his chest. That's a girl's brain.
Oh, that's nonsense. That's sheer nonsense. I cauliflower and... Well, that's nonsense.
Poppy's cauliflower and it isn't nonsense with him.
Oh.
I don't think I want to take the chance.
Well, eat half of it. Well, what's so funny?
That's splitting hairs, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. You were saying something, weren't you, dear?
Yeah, well, it was just a joke. It was not really very funny, but it was amusing.
I don't see why things that are good for me always taste so bad.
Your father's trying to tell a story, dear.
Yeah.
Now, please be quiet. You know how he gets.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, it seems that there was this fellow wearing a toupee, goes swimming down at Santa Monica Beach.
How do people keep toupees on?
But, dear, I really don't know how people keep toupees on. They just stick them up there, I guess. I don't know.
A loose toupee. That would be upper pate wobble, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, anyway, this fat fella swims out too far in the water, you see, and he starts yelling for help, and there's a lady lifesaver hears him. She swims out to get him.
A lady lifesaver. That's a good story, Pop.
That's not the story. That is not the story.
You mean there's more to it?
Yes, a little more. There's just the joke part of it. Well, this... Nancy, how could she think that that was the end of the story?
Well, she's as much your child as mine, Bill. Don't look at me.
Well, all right. This, if you like this, this fat fella... with the toupee on, swims out too far, and he loses his toupee, and he starts drowning, and the lady lifesaver...
Hey, Bill, you told us that part.
Nancy, I know. Well, I have to repeat it, all of the interruptions, the cauliflower and the hair on the chest. That I can't just give the punchline without the build-up, you know.
Well, come to think of it, why can't you? The punchline's the only funny part anyway.
Yeah, I guess that's... I don't have to tell the story, you know. I don't have to tell it. There's no compulsion about the thing. I won't die if I don't tell it. There is no inner voice deeply within me fiercely repeating, tell it, tell it. I just happen to think it was a funny story, that's all. The fellow's down the
Well, go ahead and tell it, dear. I'm sorry.
Well,
can I ask a question first?
No.
Hey, Bill, that's no way to act shouting at a child.
Well, little girls aren't children, anyway. She's acting like a full-grown woman always does when a man tells a story.
How can a girl learn anything if she's not allowed to ask questions?
Will you eat your cauliflower and leave me tell the story? This fella goes on with this bald-headed lady. It's a man, a man. He's drowning and he's yelling for help, and this lady lifesaver...
No. I say good evening. Sorry I'm late for dinner. Got the staring of myself in the mirror and just couldn't stop.
All right, right, so the bald-headed man was yelling, and the lady lifeguard...
Lady lifeguard?
Well, I was just telling a story, Uncle Cecil. You'll appreciate this. It seems this bald-headed fat man was swimming out of Santa Monica, and this lady lifeguard...
Lady lifeguard?
Yeah.
I was out to Santa Monica yesterday. I didn't see any lady lifeguard.
Uncle Cecil, I was right in the middle of telling a joke.
Oh, a joke?
Yes.
Is it clean?
Well, of course it's clean. If you'll listen, you'll hear this bald-headed man swims out too far and he begins yelling for help.
It's a wonder he hasn't drowned already.
Listen. You be quiet and eat your story. I'm going to finish this cauliflower if it kills me. The lady lifeguard swims out to this man, and when she sees him, she says... I give up. I am never going to tell another story in this house as long.
Look, Bill, we didn't make the telephone ring.
I say, open somebody to answer it.
Oh, I'll get it. Save the story till I get back, Pop.
I was hoping he'd forget about it.
Hello? No, this is Bump. Who? Mrs. Breslin?
Oh, Breslin.
You want to speak to Mom? Just a minute. Mom! Mrs. Breslin wants to talk to you.
Bump, cover the phone with your hand. Bill, you speak to her, will you? I'm in the bathtub.
Oh, no, you're not. I am.
Bump, tell her I'm in the tub.
Okay. Hello? Mom's in the tub taking her bath. Would you like to speak to Pa?
No, Bump, no. No.
Oh, I forgot. Pop is taking a bath, too.
Oh, Bump, find out what she wants, dear.
What do you want? Well, they don't look like they're going out. You thought you'd stop in? Yes, I guess they'll be home.
Oh, what a little quibbling you raised, Mrs. Smith.
Bump, tell her we aren't going to be home.
What, Mom? Tell her what?
Oh, Bump, be careful. Don't let her hear you, dear.
This is getting confusing. Mrs. Breslin, I don't know if they'll be home or not. Yes, I'll tell them. Okay, goodbye. She said she and her husband Charlie were going to stop in and see us. Just for a minute.
You're not very quick, are you, Bumps? Didn't you get the idea that we didn't want to see the Breslins?
Well, you are going to be home. You don't want me to have me grow up to be a liar, do you?
What choice has he? Now, I say this, sir, this Mrs. Breslin. Is she the one you said Deborah's constantly ying, 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 like that?
Yes. That's the one. She's a one-woman filibuster. Nancy, listen, if I had a club, I'd go to it. I can't take an evening of Jeannie and Charlie Breslin.
Now, this Charlie, is he limber with a tongue, too?
Charlie? Charlie said something about 10 years ago, and it was such a glaring mistake, he hasn't opened his mouth since.
Really? What did he say?
I do. Hey, Bump, where are you going?
I thought I'd lock myself in my room. I know what's coming. Mrs. Breslin will say, oh, let me look at you, child. My, how you've grown. People always seem so surprised that children grow. What do they expect, shrinkage?
What a delightful idea.
You know what Mrs. Breslin is going to say to you, don't you? So you're Uncle Cecil. Are you going to admit it or deny it?
Neither. I'm going out. Hope you have a pleasant evening. Cheerio.
I think I'll go out, too.
No, no, Bumpsell. If you have to learn to face unpleasant situations.
What if I told the Breslins that you called them an unpleasant situation?
Listen, Nancy, Bumps told them we might be home. Why can't we go to a movie?
Oh, Bill, we can do that.
Well, listen, I just can't put up with them tonight. Call me a coward if you want to, but I'm going to a movie.
All right, coward. Bumps, now go with you. Just hurry and get out of the house before they come.
Oh, blazes. What takes women so long to dress? Bump, go see if your mother caught herself in a zipper.
She had her face on last time I looked. The rest won't take long. Oh, I forgot something.
You forgot. Now, what did you possibly... Oh, all right. Hurry up.
Oh, Bill, I'm ready. Did you lock the back door?
Nancy, dear, I've been locking and unlocking and locking the back door now for 12 years. Let's get out of here.
Oh, we have to wait for Bump. Oh, I just remembered something.
Oh, well, quick, forget it.
The icebox was defrosting. It'll drip over everything.
Well, so will I in a minute.
What's holding us up?
Oh, can it be that you're actually ready? Now your mother's making icebox cookies or something.
Oh, well, then I'll have time to change my shoes. These are too hard to get off in the movie.
Gabriel, Steve, I might as well sit down and listen to the radio.
Never take in the woman. I should never have lived on the plane. Lost a dream of the Red River Valley. Of the home of the Green River Bend.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Charles Hathaway and his investigated spies playing the White River Valley. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Finally ready, Nancy.
Yes. Well, it's the lucky thing I remembered about the icebox.
I know.
Bill, I was wondering. I don't think these earrings go with this dress, do you?
Nancy, those earrings do go with that dress, and you are going with the dress and the earrings and me. Bumps, hurry up.
I'm ready.
It seems to me I'm forgetting something.
Listen, can't we get started? Come on.
What do we do about the porch light? Turn it on?
Oh, Nancy, never mind. Finally outside, at least. Now, let's see if we can get to the car.
Got your wallet, Pop?
Yes, I've got my wallet. You two go ahead, and I'll be right back.
Oh, it never fails.
Well, it's on the mantle. I won't even have to turn on the light. Someday that table's going to jump at me just once too often, and I'm going
to... Bill. What? Bill, the brakeman just drove up.
Was that the... I knew it.
We could eat it out the back way.
Shut the door, Bump. Quiet, Bill.
Wait. Oh, everybody, keep quiet. They'll see the house is dark and won't bother coming in.
They're getting out of the car.
Well, they can see no one is home. Oh, I just remembered what I forgot. I left all the lights on upstairs.
Oh. Well, if we don't answer the door, they'll think we're not home and go away.
Well, I guess I have time to change the earrings now. Bumps, could you go upstairs and get me my turquoise pair?
Okay.
Well, be quiet. Be quiet about it. And don't turn on any more lights up there.
I'll be quiet as a little mouse.
Now listen to that. Wouldn't you think they'd know we're not home if all the downstairs lights are off?
But we are home, darling.
Nancy, whose side are you on? Gosh, we ought to have that doorbell hooked up to a cold shower in the porch ceiling.
Oh, Bill, darling, did I ever tell you I love you?
What is there about a ringing doorbell that makes you think of something like that?
Oh, I don't know. I just remembered I loved you.
What does that Breslin think he is, a Swiss bell ringer? The guy keeps on pressing his finger will come poking through the wallpaper.
If it does, I'll hammer it down and clinch it like a nail.
What are you giggling about?
Oh, just because I love you. Phil, have you ever kissed anybody while you were hiding from the blessing?
You clown.
Oh, Phil, what was the rest of that story about the fat man in the lady lifeguard?
Huh? Oh, well, it seems that this bald-headed guy...
Well, hello there. Is anybody home?
Oh, you're this Miss Uncle, aren't you? We're friends with this Miss. Do you know where they are?
You mean they're not at home?
Oh, good night, it's Uncle Cecil.
We were about to leave. I guess there's nobody home.
Odd, I didn't think they were going out. Maybe they stepped next door. Won't you come in with me and wait?
No, we're trapped.
Well, if you insist, we can wait a little while. Don't you think so, darling?
As a matter of fact, dear.
We think so.
No, we can't be caught like this. He's opening the door.
Get into the closet, the hall closet. Quick. Shh.
Just a moment, I'll turn on the light. There, come on in.
We're the Breslins.
Breslins? Oh, yes, I think I've heard my nephew mention you. May I take your coats? I'll put them in the hall closet.
Uh-oh. Nancy, listen. Remember, there's nobody in here but us moths.
Oh, don't bother about our wraps. You don't need to hang them up.
No trouble at all to hang them in the closet.
No, we'll just put them here on the sofa.
Nonsense, madam. It's no trouble.
Well, as a matter of fact, we...
Charles, don't try to dictate to me.
Well, it's no affair of mine. Put your wraps wherever you want.
Oh, boy, that was close.
Now, I distinctly heard William say they were going to be home tonight. Probably they ran next door for a minute or something.
Oh, we don't mind waiting a little while, do we, Charles?
Well, as a matter of fact...
That's just the way I feel. We'll wait.
Well, I say, would anybody like a drink while we're waiting?
A drink? Well, as a matter of fact,
I feel the same way. Make that two lemonades.
Lemonade? But it takes all kinds to make a world, as they say. Personally, I'm going to have scotch.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. My scotch. I hate him.
I'll see what I can do. Lemonade. I say, I do hope I know how to make it.
I can't understand the Smith not being home. We did phone. Charles, what are you doing?
Eating some of these peanuts.
Well, stop it. I told you not to gorge between meals. Oh, the way Nancy keeps house. Have you ever seen so much dust?
Well, everything looks fine to me.
How can you sit there with a straight face and say that?
It's my usual face, dear.
I wonder if Nancy made these chip covers herself. Aren't they abominable?
As a matter of fact,
I know where she got that material. That's his basement. It only costs 64 cents a yard.
Did you hear what she said, the old battle-axe?
Now, wait a minute. You're breathing hard, Nancy.
Charles, what are you doing?
Look at that. He's out of the sulfur cork.
Oh. For heaven's sake, put that cushion back. Oh, do you see what I see in the bookcase?
Sawdust, dear?
Words. Books. Look at that one. The American Constitution. Charles, do you think the Smiths are radicals?
Oh, that does it. This is going too far. I'll throw them out.
No, you can't rush angrily out of a closet. It's silly.
Well,
oh, hello. I thought I heard voices.
Hello, child. Well, well, let me look at you.
Okay.
My, are you grown? The way you're feeling out, I won't know you soon.
Likewise, thank you. Hello, Mr. Breslin. You look as well as usual.
I do? Well, as a matter of fact,
he's never felt better in his life. Where are your parents, child?
They're in the neighborhood.
Ooh, we have a wonderful child, Bilbo.
If you'll excuse me, I'll go out and help Uncle Cecil in the kitchen. You know, Mrs. Breslin, the kitchen is different now. Maybe you'd like to see it.
Oh, has it been redecorated?
No, but it's been mopped. Come on out.
Well, as you say, child, you'd like to see it too, wouldn't you, child?
Well, as a matter of fact...
Of course, he would.
Maybe my parents will come home while we're out in the kitchen.
Oh, we do have a wonderful child, darling. Come on, let's get out of this closet, quick.
Bill, run upstairs and come back down in a minute.
Well, how about both of us going out the front door and coming back tomorrow?
Well, we can see the front door from the kitchen. Now, upstairs, quick. I'll take care of everything.
Okay, darling.
Mom! Uncle Cecil! Did I hear voices downstairs?
Oh, hello, Mom. We're in the kitchen, Mom.
Well, I was listening to the upstairs radio and suddenly I thought I heard voices. Well, good gracious, Jeannie Breslin and Charles. What a delightful surprise.
Yeah, we thought we might be over.
Oh, I know, and I've almost given you up.
I found him on the step. I was sure you were around someday.
Well, come on in the living room and sit down. My, how nice your hair looks done up that way, Jimmy.
Oh, well, thank you, Nancy. You know, while we were waiting, I was just admiring your slip covers. Wherever did you find such lovely material?
Would you guess it? That came from Thatcher's basement.
Oh, I'd never know it. Was it terribly expensive?
Awfully expensive. 64 cents a yard.
Awfully smart, though. You know, I always hate to come to your house, Nancy. You're such a neat housekeeper. It shames me.
Oh, you're a much better housekeeper. Do you know that I haven't dusted in days?
You haven't? Well, that's funny. Gina was saying that...
Charles! Don't get sick on those peanuts. Where's Bill, Nancy?
Bill, he's taking a little nap upstairs. I'll call him.
Oh, don't bother if he's napping.
Oh, he'd never forgive me if I didn't. Bill! Bill, darling.
Yes, dear.
Guess who's here? The Bressman.
Oh, wonderful.
Bill usually takes a little nap after dinner.
Here's your lemonade. I say, how do people feel the next morning after they drink lemonade?
You ought to try it sometime and find out.
Oh, what a vile child.
Pop, Mom.
Oh, he'll be right down, dear. He's been taking a nap.
Well. Jeannie and Charles, this is a surprise.
Did you say William has been taking a nap?
Just 40 winks, Uncle Cecil.
William, do you always put on your hat and coat to nap?
I just put these on just now. I was going to run down to the corner and get some soda. I just remembered we were out of soda.
Out of soda? Nonsense. There are 5 bottles in the kitchen.
There are? Well, I... guess I can take off my hat and coat.
Oh, he always wants to go out for soda when he wakes up from a nap.
Yeah, every time. I didn't mean to nap so long. How long have you two been here?
Well, I found them on the front porch.
We rang and rang and were about to leave.
You rang the doorbell? Oh, well, the doorbell is out of order.
It was working this afternoon.
Oh. You must have heard the telephone, Uncle Cecil.
Oh, nonsense, William. I know the doorbell works. Here, I'll show you.
Oh, no, Uncle Cecil. Honestly, it doesn't work.
Well, there's one way to find out.
You don't...
See? It rings.
Well, I'll be doggone. Nancy, did you hear what the doorbell is ringing?
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I'll ring it again.
Well, listen to that. If this calls for a drink, the doorbell is ringing.
Dear me, why didn't I think of ringing the doorbell long ago? I'll go and get the drink.
I know what happens when you go out in the kitchen alone. I'll go with you.
All right, now you get the ice cubes out, Charles.
Wait till I close the door. Now, Uncle Cecil, sometimes I wonder if you have any brain at all.
You do? Why?
Mom and Pop don't want to see the presents. They purposely didn't answer the door. When you let the presents in, they were hiding in the closet.
Oh, so that's the way it is, eh? Tell me, how much does your father owe the presents?
He doesn't owe anything. The presents just come and never know when to go home and or go.
Bored, eh? Oh, well, why didn't somebody explain? I'll drive them out of the house. It'll only take me 15 minutes.
Really? How?
By outboring them. You know, nothing bores a bore more than another bore. And when I bore from within, without, and obliquely. What time is it, Bump?
8:15.
8:15, eh? Excellent. I'll have them gone by 8:30. Clock me and see. In the jungle without a gun bearer in sight. I tell you, it was frightening. Not a gun bearer in sight. Mrs. Breslin, how can I tell this story if you insist on peeking at that magazine?
Oh, I beg your pardon. Please continue.
So there I was in the jungle without a gun bearer in sight. I tell you, it was frightening. Man would have given up in despair, but not Sir Cecil Smythe. There I was, not a gun bearer in sight.
Oh, Uncle Cecil, you've told us this several times.
Really? Oh, well, on with the story. There I was with not a gun there. There I was in the middle of the jungle. I say, is anyone listening to me? I say, never mind that story. I can see you've all lost interest. By way of apology, I'll tell a little joke. Now, it seems...
Miles, aren't you through with your lemonade yet?
Well, that's about a fact here.
Dreadfully late. And we don't want to keep these people up all night.
Oh, nonsense. It's the shank of the evening. Besides, I know some juice that funny story.
Well, Charles has to get up early in the morning. Don't you, Charles?
Well, as a matter of fact, I...
Now, this story, it seems that there was a sort of a fat man. Quite fortunate he was. Anyway, he was bald-headed.
Oh, no, not that.
And so you must hear this. Well, this man went swimming out of Santa Monica.
Charles, finish your lemonade and put on your coat.
Santa Monica is a beach, you know. Well, he went swimming out of Santa Monica, and he met a mermaid.
Yeah, she was a lady lifeguard.
Who's telling this story, William? I say she was a mermaid. Makes it a better story, you know. Well, he met this mermaid.
Finish your coat, Charles. Nancy, it's been delightful.
Oh, must you go? Uncle Cecil's stories are really wonderful, and he has so many of them.
Yes, indeed. Well, when he met this mermaid, she was in her early
years. Sorry, you have to run, Charlie.
Well, as a matter of fact,
yes, it's a shame. Good night.
Well, it was awfully nice of you to stop by. We must get together sometime.
Oh, yes, well, good night.
Good night. Good night.
As a matter of fact.
Now, this mermaid was...
You can stop now, Uncle Cecil. They've gone.
Really? I hadn't noticed. What time is it, Bunt?
8:30.
I say, right on the nose. I was getting worried, though.
Oh, say, that was a wonderful idea, Uncle Cecil. You bored them to tears. Whatever made you think of it?
By listening to you telling a joke earlier this evening, William. But I was getting worried.
Why?
Well, I never did hear the end of that joke, and I was beginning to bore myself.
Say, how does that story end, Bill?
Oh, the story, well... It seems that this bald-headed man swims out too far and he yells for help. The lady lifeguard swims out. This will kill you. You have to. This lady lifeguard swims...
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It's time here to listen to a word from our sponsor.
Hold it a minute.
But maybe afterwards, Bill. A scene, please, Mr. Hathaway.
Sponsor, ladies and gentlemen. Now about this story. This bald-headed man swims out too far.
And so again, say goodbye to the Smiths of Hollywood.
Hold it a minute. I mentioned he wore a toupee, didn't I?
The Smiths was written by Dick Nosterman and Bob Fresnell, Jr.
Good. He swims out too far and he yells for help.
Directed by Bob Fresnell, Jr.
Good. And now, the lady line...
Andrew Hitchcock is the producer. The original music is scored and conducted by Charles Hathaway.
I know.
The players are Arthur Treacher,
right.
Brenda Marshall,
yeah.
Harry Von Zell, and Jan Ford.
And the lady lifeguard. The lady lifeguard swims out to get this fella, and when she sees his bald head...
Well, also in the cast tonight was Lois Corbett as Mrs. Breslin.
Yeah, she hauls off and smacks it and shoves him under
and
the water.
And this is Tyler, as a matter of fact, McVeigh, the man of all work, bidding you so long till next time.
Yeah.
Now, Bill, what happened to this bald-headed man?
Well, he... Wouldn't you like to know?